From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Three bombs exploded in as many minutes in the city of northeastern Nigeria, killing at least seven people, according to witnesses and army on Wednesday. Authorities blame the Boko Haram Islamic extremist group. The attack happened in the densely populated suburb of Ajalari Cross on Tuesday night as residents exhausted by daytime temperatures were coming out of stuffy homes to enjoy the evening breeze. Meanwhile, an army spokesman said that seven people were killed in what appeared to be suicide bombing staged by Boko Haram. Britain's UN ambassador is accusing the Sudanese government of holding up delivery of food and other supplies for the joint UN-African peacekeeping force in Darfur. Matthew Rycroft told reporters Wednesday that the government is not complying with its obligation to support the force known as UNAMID. He said that he plans to raise a delay at the UN Security Council and with Sudan's UN ambassador. It's been going on for weeks and weeks, and it needs to stop, according to Rycroft. He said that the monthly cost for storing the shipments is currently $3 million and could go up to $13 million. Rycroft said the Sudanese government is denying knowledge of it. Egypt's state-run news agency says the Egyptian government is negotiating a $3 billion loan with the World Bank and another $500 million from the African Development Bank to finance its budget deficit. The Wednesday report from the Middle East news agency cites the finance minister, Hani Kadri Damian, is saying that the government is working on both the domestic and international fronts to finance its deficit. You're listening to VOA News.